And now, your Hang Zone host, from noon to three, it's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
The Hang Show.
All right.
Thank you, Jean-Jacques.
That was a great open. It is
if
show...
You get your ass home on time.
Show 658 of the Dan and Jake thing. It is the first day of Nov.
Let's see what exactly it was.
Ham is
going back.
Back
to the original text.
Yes.
You need canon. This is canon.
Ham is back. Oh, and he found that drop. I feel like Ham.
Let me see if I remember it.
Okay.
If you get yo ass home on time and shove some, and then there's a different word for cat there.
Yeah.
In my face.
Uh huh.
Then I will pick up you some wings.
That is, you nailed it.
That is that right?
Verbatim?
Wow.
Virtually verbatim.
Now I'm a literalist, so, you know. That's from Jean-Jacques 1310.
And guess who else is back? Gordon.
Whoa!
From his 1 week vacation.
Yeah, forced vacation. Forced vacation.
Proving George right when George said he would give it up 3 weeks in. That was week three.
Yeah.
This is week four, but we had a bye week.
See.
And Gordon's here. Do we have a song?
The thing is.
Uh-oh. He's back on the tweet.
You're looking at
he claimed he was hacked.
Blake was telling me it seemed like you thought we don't want you on the show.
Correct.
Yeah, that's what Blake told me.
No, he told me that you thought that we didn't want you on the show.
Yeah, because he told me y'all didn't.
He told you we don't want you on the show.
Correct. Yeah. He goes, you didn't hear it from me, but...
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's playing both sides of this. He's a both-sider guy.
Little Red Riding Hood.
Well, yeah. Gordon can't keep a secret.
I think the issue here is that...
he likes to reach across the aisle.
I'm troubled by the order of operations. So if she gets home and shoves it in his face...
Yeah. Shove some.
Some.
Not all.
Not all.
Yeah. I'll save some for a little bit later on.
Does that mean he leaves after the shoving?
Let's see. If you get home... Yeah, he leaves to go get wings after the shoving.
Okay.
He has to endure the shoving first.
But you know, the other thing that's troubling about this is...
Does Dan know what we're talking about?
If you're using the term, pick you up some wings, that means to me that it's part of like a, well, I was going A to B and now I'll go A, B, C.
Right.
Right, like that.
It seems like he's talking about just taking an extra errand on the way home.
Exactly.
But the way the first part's worded, see, this is what scriptural analysis does. You know, you find things in there.
This is scripture?
To me it is.
Oh, yeah, okay,
absolutely.
I don't know.
This is,
I'm not a church-going
man. Are you aware of this, Dan?
See, I love that wings are only a special occasion.
Yeah.
You got to save that. That's not
I mean,
an every
wings are
thing.
The most romantic of all meals.
Right. So reset this. This is Jean-Jacques' tweet
Who?
To his wife.
Well, no, this is just someone's tweet.
Oh.
Right.
He was hacked. I don't want to get into whose account it went out on or not.
What year?
Because I like him.
Yeah? Boy.
It's got to be at least 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, it's around that. It was before he was working here, for sure. And I don't think he was a big fan of how big of a fan we were.
Well, I mean, because in all fairness, he was the victim here. I mean, he was hacked.
That's right. Yeah.
This is Russian disinformation campaign.
Hey, I brought you something.
Okay. This is not, when you bring me things, it's usually stuff that should not be done on the air or over the table.
So I know you're a big fan.
Okay.
And you're doing us a huge solid by being a part of the show. So take that shot glass.
Okay. Why do I have a shot glass?
So I had a kid about weeks ago.
Why are you doing this to me?
What do you have there?
He's got breast milk. He brought some breast milk up here.
I watched that produced like that. Just this morning, a couple hours ago.
Well, the it's not good anymore. It's not good after an hour. It's
the most nourishing of milk.
I've been keeping it in the fridge.
Can you imagine the energy you'd have?
What?
Cheers.
This is not in the it is a little cold, isn't it?
Are you going to drink it, Jake?
It's got to be human temperature. You going to take a picture of it?
I feel like I should. Yeah. That's something.
It's so wrong.
Cheers.
Well, wait a second.
You poured in yours, yeah?
You don't want to watch me do a shot of your wife's breast milk, do you?
Oh, I very much do.
What is he doing over here?
What's he fishing it out for?
Okay. Or a shot.
Yeah.
A shot? There it is.
A shot?
Right there.
Okay, do I need to get over here with Jake where we can...
Yeah, cheers.
Yeah, feed each other.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
I really... Boy, this is making me put my money where my mouth is. I'm sweating.
Let's go.
Jeez. This seems illegal or...
It's not.
Has she been tested lately?
She gave consent. That's the main thing. That's the main thing to me.
Was her consent enthusiastic?
Very much so. Okay,
here we go. Okay, do it. Wow, they actually did this. Wow.
That is so good.
Look at the energy coming off of Gordo's body. That's not breast milk.
Yo, what, you're the arbiter?
Yes, I am. I'm the arbiter of that. That does not taste like breast milk.
Too good?
No.
So you know?
That's not sweet enough to be breast milk.
I watched that...
She pulled a fast one on you. You need to watch that. Did you tape it?
I did not tape it,
okay.
No.
Because she did some trickery there, and I don't think that's real breast milk. And that's the only reason that I did it.
Maybe she ate asparagus.
So, yeah.
Does it change?
That's right.
She got into a patch of clover ahead of time.
Did Gordo drink it all, or just a little bit?
No.
Wow.
He did.
There you go.
Incredible.
Gosh, I can't believe you made me do that.
Jake didn't have squish face after it, but Gordo did.
Yeah, like, well, it's his like wife, so he's, you know, he's okay with it. That's the first time I've done a shot of someone else's wife's breast milk. Didn't know my day was going to end in this place, but I'm here now.
Is this a ticket first?
It's got to be.
I think so, yeah.
The ticket.
Breast milk drank on the air.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
By Gordo.
Such courage.
Courage.
Jeez.
George is probably rolling over in his grave.
I know it.
You know what's funny, too, is like I had a conversation with Jubb this morning that was very like heartfelt, and he was asking me about my family and how's everything going, man?
And, mm-hmm. and you knew that this was going
to
happen?
Anything you need, like we'd like to bring you dinner tonight. And I'm like, all right, well, that's one relationship with a muser. Then about an hour from now,
you'll be doing
a different one.
Shots of breast milk with another muser.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow. So that was fresh from the tap.
That was this morning, yeah. And I walked in there at about 6:30. Kid starts rustling around, and I'm like, hey, I know I should have said something yesterday, but are we going to have enough? And she said, what are you talking about? I said, well, remember, today's Gordon Day.
So you had previewed this already?
Yeah.
So you needed extra breast milk.
That's right.
So you didn't take this away from the child.
Yeah. You know.
Because, I mean, you know, the child needs nourishment and things like that. You got to be.
I need content.
How do you feel? Do you feel energized?
Dude.
Well, you're glowing.
I have the power of 10 men right now.
Yeah. I feel fantastic.
I feel like my brain is growing at a tremendous rate right now.
That's right.
My muscles all connecting.
I'm excited for the next 3 hours of broadcasting.
You guys want to hear some fun Dan and Gordon classic audio?
Oh, no.
Absolutely.
Is this an argument?
I don't have a year on this. It is not an argument. This is our two heroes teaming up in San Antonio.
Ah, yes. I know what this is.
Outside of the Alamo. The Cowboys, once upon a time, did a training camp in San Antonio. You guys are walking around, and you found our friend Alamo Art.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people are probably familiar with Alamo Art from his melodies.
Oh, let there be peace to all the people who hurt each other. And the Lord will forgive them for whatever they have done.
Sort of.
No more killing of your own kind of race. And let there be peace with everybody. It doesn't matter what kind of race you're in. You should always love your race. White or brown, whatever. But no more killing. And let there be peace. Because they're your brothers. No more killing of your own third, of any kind of race. Let there be peace with everybody. White or black, whatever. Brown, let it be peace.
Kind of hung on brown.
Terrorists that kill people should rot in hell, and they don't have no heart, and may they not be forgiven. And may they pay for their own mistakes. Whatever they have killed is mine of the devil. And only God's way is the only way. And not killing
people. Yeah, I can't. Is not okay.
Hey, hold on. There's still more. What are you talking about?
So, terrorists, whatever you do, may you punish for what you do.
May you punish.
And you burn in hell. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
See, this is what I imagine it sounds like when Jesus was sitting in his study writing the Bible out. This was him talking to himself.
Just sort of free form.
Yeah, this is real first drafty. Right. He gave himself permission to just free form idea dump.
Right. So,
let there be.
Okay. Much like with Groobs playing Under the Bridge, I've long held that I don't think the most classically trained guitarist in the United States could replay Groobs playing Under the Bridge.
Yeah.
I don't think the most classically trained vocalist could do that. There's some sort
take
of
someone who is
some
like
sort of scale happening there.
Yeah, he's in between notes and
yeah,
he's doing a lot of that. That's a good question because I love it when hardcore music people who can score things actually sit down and try to score something like that, you know, and the time signature changes and everything that happens throughout it. So if they were able to accurately score that piece of music and then hand it to a trained opera singer to sight read it, and we could roll tape on them saying, are you sure that this is right? I mean, some of this doesn't make sense.
How are we switching from thirds to seconds and fourths? And how did you detune this? How are the strings still on the instrument with this level of...
I wonder if there's key changes in Alamo Arts piece, too.
Okay, so...
Oh, God.
Oh, let there be peace to all the people who hurt each other. And the Lord will forgive them for whatever they have done.
Wow, that really works.
Yeah.
Okay. So, this interaction...
They map onto each other somehow.
Yeah.
They both had a part of the genius separately.
It's like listening to girl talk or something. So, this interaction, it actually was 2009 with Dan Gordon, Alamo Art. There's a lot more to it. A lot more. It went on for 15 minutes. And I want to play you some of the start of it because as great as his harmonies are, I actually think some of this stuff is even funnier.
What happened to your thumb? It looks very discolored and in bad repair.
I was at work and this idiot came and slammed the door right on my finger.
You can laugh about it now, though, right?
Yeah, and I heard it like crazy. And it smashed me good. And I have another jersey here of...
Okay, so what you hear there is Alamo Art is a huge Cowboys fan, and he is carrying around, from what I gather, a bag of Cowboy jerseys.
Yeah, he had lots of jerseys, a lot of autographs material.
Yes, he's a hardcore super Cowboy fan. And so you ask him about his thumb, and he briefly addresses that. Somebody smashed it on my finger. But then he wants to get back into his Cowboy memorabilia.
I have another jersey here of Rayfield Rice.
We're done talking about the thumb?
Yeah. You want me to talk about it more?
Yeah. Can you animate the thumb and kind of give it a voice and tell us the story about what happened?
Oh, what happened?
No, do it in a high-pitched voice and the thumb is talking.
Oh, it said, aye, 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 aye. That's what it said, aye, aye, aye. It was in pain for a while. And that guy, you know, he was crazy to smash my finger because he didn't even say, oh, I'm sorry or nothing. He just, and I told him, you stupid moron.
He's in good spirits.
Yeah, he is.
About this interaction. That's reassuring.
And that's what I told him, man. You stupid ass, I told him. I was smashing my finger, man.
What
did
he say?
He didn't say nothing. He kept his mouth shut. And I went to tell him more stuff, but the owner was there, and I didn't want to tell him more stuff because they heard it for a while. My finger's going boom, 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 boom. Like my blood was going to my finger. And that's the way it felt. And it's been a while, and the stain haven't gone away, and now it's peeling off. So that's about it, you know. And I have more jerseys of...
Okay, back to the
sales.
Yeah. Is this still the thumb talking about the jerseys?
No.
Okay.
No, this is about... I just like the Dallas Cowboys.
Who's talking now? Is it a different...
No.
Is it your feet?
No, it's my mouth.
Oh, okay. This is you talking now. Okay.
Yeah, I'm talking now. I don't know what to talk about.
Who's your favorite Cowboy?
Roger Staubach.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. So he's easily capable of sliding right back into Cowboy fan mode.
Yeah.
We'll fast forward just a little bit here. He is no longer animating his thumb.
I forgot all about that.
Moved on from that part.
Wave his game with for anything. Any high concept you threw at him.
So that must be going through your mind.
Yeah.
But what's interesting though is just like with the singing, where he'll start singing and then say, I can't sing. He will tell you about anything going on with him and then say, I don't know what to talk about.
What do you have in that bag?
Just that.
Do you have a piece?
No. No, I don't carry
a piece. Can you carry a gun? Are you legally able to carry a gun?
No, I can't carry a piece, but I want to because I wear so much gold and money. I carry a large amount of money in my pocket.
Do you have any history with the law or anything?
No. I don't have... I'm a clean person.
You ever been arrested?
Yeah, I've been arrested when I was a kid.
For doing what?
In California, I used to hang around with the Cholos. I don't know if you know what the Cholos are.
Cholos?
Yeah, you know, the gangs from Mexico, from California.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, they're crazy. There were crazy people there.
You did some gang stuff.
Yeah. Well, I didn't do it. Most of my friends, they did crazy stuff.
So now he's, like, sort of diming people out.
Yeah, he's willing to talk about it. I mean,
yeah, and then a few minutes later is where we get into this.
But there, you know, I got used to it because I was around them. You know, when you live that kind of life, you get used to that stuff, and it's not right. You know,
can you sing a song to your fallen friends?
My fallen friends? I'm not a good singer.
Well, no, I think they would. They don't mind. You know, they're. They're in hell right now, probably just wanting to hear your voice again.
They won't hear my voice anyway, but I don't know if they're alive or dead because they've been, you know, maybe they're dead.
Sing them a song.
Sing them a song.
Oh, I'm not even a good singer. I can't sing.
Oh, clear the throat.
I don't even know what to sing about. Is this going to be on the radio?
Mm-hmm. That's real? Fine. Just whatever's in
you
your
just
heart.
Just wanted to know.
Right.
Just let it come out in song.
Oh, let there be peace to all the people who hurt each other. And the Lord will forgive them for whatever they have done. That's the best thing I could do.
How about just one more verse?
Let me see. No more game. No more killing of your own kind of race, and let there be peace with everybody.
Okay, so that's obviously the part we heard earlier. The percentage of people that you could walk up to and say, not, hey, can you sing this song? Can you sing, you know, this Madonna song or this Billy Joel song? The percentage of people that you could walk up to and just say, can you just sing?
Mm-hmm.
Like with no backdrop, no melody.
I recently saw a video, something on Twitter where it was an early record. It was the first time Paul showed the rest of the Beatles Let It Be. And then they were chiming in, and like, I feel like this is the same thing.
Right.
They're now, but there's no music. If you had music, you could say, okay, let me try and work a lyric into that. This is
well,
a higher
Mozart.
Level.
He can hear all the
this
music and all the parts
Paul
in
McCartney.
His head. Yeah. He can hear all the accompaniment.
Let's hear the end.
Dallas is a good little town.
Hold on.
Terrorists that kill people should rot in hell, and they don't have no heart, and may they not be forgiven.
The tune is
Gregorian
chant.
Whatever they have killed is mine of the devil, and only God's way is the only way, and not killing people is not the Lord's way. So, terrorists, whatever you do, may you punish for what you do, and you burn in hell. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, wow.
Amen.
Yeah.
And then didn't I follow up with, and what about a song for Santa Claus? Or what about do you have a message for Santa Claus? And he actually did have a message for Santa Claus. Like, I asked him, and he launched straight into a message to Santa Claus.
There's nothing you could have asked him that he was not going to comply with.
Right.
There was nothing. Every single thing you said, he's like, I don't know. Okay.
And, then he just goes straight into it.
Did we not even buy him any merch? Or did we do something?
Buy him? He had $50,000 worth of jewelry and merchandise on him.
Right. I didn't know if he was selling. Like, did we give him something for what he gave us? Let's just say we did.
Sure. You did. Yeah.
Because that makes us sound better than we are.
What, to pay a guy for singing?
Yeah. Royalties.
Yeah, that is true. Royalties.
We need to send him something every time you play this.
Money. Well, thanks for drinking some of my wife's breast milk, Gordon.
Yes. What a moment.
I feel fantastic.
Nice. I'm so alive.
Yeah, Gordo.
Starting over all over again. This is great. Bring it in every Tuesday. I'll start off with a nice shot.
I can do that.
All right.
I can do that.
All right. Well, it's 12:30. This is The Ticket.
Join the Hardline tomorrow as they broadcast live from Papa's Delta's Blues in Plano. Enjoy happy hour specials on food and drinks and register to win Stars tickets. See you tomorrow for happy hour at Papa's Delta Blues.
No more killing of your own kind of race, and let there be peace with everybody. It doesn't matter what kind of race you're in, you should always love your race. White or brown, whatever, but no more killing, and let there be peace, because they're your brothers. No more killing of your own third, of any kind of race. Let there be peace with everybody, white or black, whatever, brown, let it be peace. Terrorists that kill people should rot in hell, and they don't have no heart, and may they not be forgiven, and may they pay for their own mistakes. Whatever they have killed is mine of the devil, and only God's way is the only way, and not killing people is not the Lord's way. So terrorists, whatever you do, may you punish for what you do, and you burn in hell. Amen.
Wow.
Yeah, that's going to be tough to talk.
That really kind of works, Ham. Ham is back. Our cold, calculated assassin. I like Jay. He felt like the DC sniper, though. There was no rhyme or reason. I couldn't figure this guy out.
Right. What's the motive?
But Dahmer's back behind the board. Yeah, we were just talking off the air. Could we have some kind of a contest where we put out this audio and you're a band. We're not a band. We're not music guys. You are. And you could do whatever you want. Maybe you just use those lyrics and you make your own song,
Or you use his actual audio and put music behind it. But I'll tell you what, just playing a little Let It Be behind it just felt it felt real. It felt good.
You know who I want to hear take a shot at it? A guy that's been classically trained. Daddy.
Yeah.
Now that's something. See, that's why we have brainstorming sessions.
On the air.
Remember that, Jake?
Yeah, Ty.
Yeah, I just said it.
I do. Yeah.